You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And this morning, we are welcoming into the studio members of the Japanese experimental band Hikashu, who are playing a show here in Auckland at Whammy tonight. So if you want to head along to that, you most definitely can. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. How are you both this morning?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, better. Good.
So you guys have been in New Zealand for around about 4 days.
Yes.
4 or 5 days.
Yes.
Have you been enjoying it?
I enjoyed very much.
Yeah. How does it vary in comparison to Japan?
Oh, in summer or winter.
So I just kind of wanted to ask. And you're going to be looking back in your past. I wanted to know, how did you join? How did you get together and form the band Hikashu?
So how to describe it? We are running almost 40 years.
Yeah.
It's very long.
Long
now,
time.
But now the present member in
12 years.
So there's been lots of people within the band.
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys, did you grow up playing music? Like, I mean, I know you were in the band, but previous to the band beginning, did you play musical instruments?
I used to be an actor.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Before forming Hikashu?
Yes.
Wow.
I was 18 years old, I joined the theater company. Just my start.
Yeah. And then how did that go into you wanting to, I suppose you are the founder of the band Hikashu?
Yes.
And so where did the idea for it come from?
First in a gathering for theater play.
Yeah.
And make was.
Yeah.
And compose.
Yeah.
And so the band is much fit.
Yeah.
For us. Yeah. And it's just started so very quickly.
So would you say that Hikashu is music, but it's also theatre?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. Essence. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh. And I wanted to ask, you released your latest album in 2015.
Yes.
Has your approach and development of your music grown and changed over the years that Hikashu has been alive?
I'm always thinking about how to develop our music and how to before. When we debut, it's very difficult to our gig and our recording.
Yeah.
It's very different, but now it's almost same. It's good for us. Yeah.
So, how did you kind of overcome those differences in the music industry? Because I suppose a lot of people, when you began, were starting to get into the more pop music. And would you class your music as being a lot more experimental?
Yes.
So how did you kind of keep on going?
I'm a big fan of the contemporary music.
Mm-hmm.
And
we all are. Yes, we are all very big fan of contemporary music.
Mm. Cool. Brilliant. And does everyone in the band specialize on certain instruments? Because I know that you specialize in the theremin.
I play theremin, shakuhachi, jodhap.
What is shakuhachi?
Shakuhachi is a Japanese flute.
Japanese flute.
Wow.
Traditional. Right?
Bamboo.
So why did you want to incorporate the theremin and then also this traditional Japanese flute? Why did you want to play the two together?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Something, yeah, coming.
I mean, he just comes up with those things.
And Kizito, you play the piano, the bass, yes. and the clarinet.
Yes.
So how do you use your instruments within the band?
Well, hear the guys play and just pick up whatever I feel like.
So is the composition kind of quite improvised?
Yes.
Yeah. So when you guys get together, do you just kind of play, and then from that you develop kind of the sound that you want, and from that it turns into a piece of music?
So I think that happens.
Yeah. It's spontaneous.
And are you still working on music within the band Hikashu?
Yeah. Huh? I mean, well, always
making music.
Yeah, making music together.
Do you develop music in your spare time as well? Like, do you compose outside of Hikashu, or is this band your life?
Yeah. Yes.
Every member does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what kind of music do you guys do outside of Hikashu?
It's so many different.
Yes.
Yeah.
So sometimes the theater.
The theater.
I work theater, and sometimes solo project.
Yeah.
And voice performance.
Voice performance. Mm. What kind of voice
performance? What kind? I don't know how to say that. Like that. Throat singing.
Can you do some for us? That's amazing. So how did you discover that? Why did you want to explore throat singing? What do you like about that kind of sound?
Yeah, it's similar. I like a synthesizer very much.
it's kind of like a way of creating a synthesizer
inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you start?
You can find.
Awesome. Well, you guys are playing tonight here in Auckland at the Whammy Bar.
Yes.
And you'll be playing... who'll be opening for you? Carnivorous Plant Society will be opening for you. Do you guys know Carnivorous Plant Society, the band?
Yeah.
And you have been playing a little bit around New Zealand as well. And is there going to be another album coming out anytime soon from the band?
Yes, we are recording soon in New York.
You're recording in New York?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, last 10 years, we...
Yes. We found a very good engineer and a very good studio over there.
And what was it about the engineer in New York that really kind of worked for you as a band?
Yes, very so easy.
It's so easy to work with. Just go in and, just like that.
Brilliant. Well, thank you guys for joining me this morning on BFM, and thanks for coming in and talking a little bit about your musical project. And I wish you all the best in your future endeavours and... creating more music. And if people want to head along, they can tonight at Whammy Bar in Auckland. And I believe that we have got 2 tickets to give to a listener out there if they would like to head along. So you can text into 5395 with your first and last name, and you'll be lucky enough to go and see Hikashu performing live tonight at Whammy Bar. And this is Lydia Cole with Telepathize. Thanks guys for coming in.
Thank you
very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.